Hey folks, welcome to Human Performance Bites. Having a reliable process that predictably helps me to complete tasks quickly is the cornerstone of my productivity and helps me to reliably hit all my goals. In this week's episode, I reveal the process I've used for scaling companies, generating passive income, staying fit, and developing pretty much everything that I do to stay productive. So let's get into it. For me, being productive is all about having a process that predictably achieves your goals. Whether studying for an exam, launching a product, or building muscle, I need to have a reliable system that efficiently helps me to succeed. I'm going to break down its five phases: planning, research, prototype, implementation, and reflection. So let's get into it. The planning phase involves clearly understanding and outlining why the goal is needed and what the end result will look like. The key to the planning phase is asking appropriate questions and understanding what good looks like. Whether you've come up with the goal yourself, or this is a task or something that someone has assigned to you, think about what success looks like. With the end goal in mind, you can then work backwards, defining what you need to do to get there. In practical terms, let's look at the key things you need to consider during the planning phase. The first step is to determine why this goal is necessary and what impact it will have. Thinking about how valuable something is will help you to prioritize it. Next, establish what good looks like. What would be the perfect end result, and how perfect does it need to be? And remember, things don't always need to be perfect. Next, determine a deadline and who needs to be involved in the goal. Is this something you can do by yourself, or do others need to be involved? Create a schedule that breaks down the tasks required to hit your goal. This doesn't need to be perfect, and can be created in Excel, on sticky notes, or using productivity software like Asana, Trello, or Notion. Finally, arrange a kickoff meeting with anyone else involved in the goal to get everyone on board and excited. The second phase of the process involves deep discovery and research into your goal. It might seem counterintuitive, but research is best done at the end of the initial planning phase, as this will provide context to focus your research process. And remember, the plan can always be adjusted as needed. It's likely that there's a wealth of information available on the internet you can iterate upon and which will save you time and get you started faster. Research what others have done, search relevant books, podcasts, and training materials on the task or project you're undertaking. Now, you shouldn't replicate exactly what others have done, but use this research as a starting point on which you'll iterate, add your own creativity, and make it personal to your own skills. The prototype phase involves executing the plan and creating a prototype or first draft, and then testing and implementing changes based on feedback. For those of you familiar with the book The Lean Startup, this is the concept of the minimally viable product, or MVP, which focuses you on building a usable but early product that isn't perfect, but which can receive feedback. This reduces development time and maximizes improvement. The key to the prototyping phase is therefore speed and feedback following a Kaizen approach. Avoid perfectionism and instead challenge yourself to get it done as quickly as possible by the date you set yourself in the planning phase. Even if it is just an outline of an essay or going on that first run, get that first step done. Once you have the draft of the task or project, get feedback on it. If you're working in a team and delegating elements of the project, you will also need to review the quality of the work being completed at regular intervals and ensure that others are on track to hit the deadlines you've set. To support this, schedule regular project catch-ups and check-ins with team members. And if you're working alone, try and do an accountability check-in with yourself or with a friend at the end of a week or deadline period to keep you on track. The penultimate phase of the process is the implementation phase. The output at this point should look exactly how you defined it in the initial planning phase. And if it doesn't, something's been missed in the research or prototype stages, so you may need to go back and repeat some of those steps. Implementation focuses on execution and should include processes to ensure that the goal is a continued success after it's finished. This might include marketing a new product, creating help manuals, or simply winning people over with ongoing training to ensure a new concept is implemented. Pig-headed determination goes a long way here. The final step in the process is all about analysing what you did and how you can improve things going forward. In my opinion, reflection is the most important step, as it focuses on what you learned from the process and the goal rather than on any specific outcome. It also helps you exponentially with any future similar goals. So let's look at the steps in the reflection phase. Firstly, start by thinking about what went well. We often focus on the negatives after we complete a goal, especially something like a test or a sporting event, but it's important to think of the positives too. Next, consider what didn't work. This can be something to do with the goal itself or other elements of the process. For example, did you get enough feedback and did you research things properly in the early phases? Next, write down what you might do differently if you were to do this project again. This gets you thinking practically and puts some ideas in place for future projects. Finally, see if you can create a system of actions that will produce a more strategic, successful, and satisfying experience in the future based on your experiences of hitting this goal. I do this routinely with almost everything, and it allows me to learn and improve extremely quickly. I apply this simple 5-step process of planning, research, prototype, implementation, and reflection to literally everything I do, and I hope you find it as helpful as I do.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed that bite, be sure to check out the longer dive on my YouTube channel by going to www.verti.com/Alex or following me on socials @AlexanderFYoung. Keep learning, stay productive, and I'll catch you again next time.